Everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Retro Gamers Podcast, episode number 346. Larry here.
And Anthony here.
Ant, what is going on, sir?
Too much.
I see that.
Way too much going on.
And behind you is getting smaller and smaller.
It is getting smaller. Well, you know, I'm compressing everything. Now I basically just have Mario up there.
You do it. He's got like a toolbox in front of him.
Yeah, well, no, that's the NES.
No, I know, but it looks like a toolbox.
Yeah, well, you know what? Mario is fixing a few things. Fixing a few things around the apartment. Actually, no. Full disclosure for everybody who's watching or listening is I am actually in the process of moving
again.
this is an annual tradition.
Hopefully the final time.
Yes, hopefully the final time. But yes, I am moving. Larry and I tried our best to record as much as we could when we lived close to each other, and quite honestly, we didn't do such a great job.
It fell apart so bad, and we had every intention to. We truly did. Just things just got in the way.
Exactly. So there'll be less in person recording.
As I watch again, it actually upticks.
It might uptick, right? I'm not moving that far away, so which is good. I'm actually staying for once. I'm actually staying in the same state.
Yeah, right. It's nice for you to be still in New York. Yeah,
in the same state, just moving elsewhere. So for the next few weeks, things are gonna be a little bit tumultuous,
a little different. Yes, and basically, what we're gonna do a little housekeeping here, let you in on what we're looking to do with the podcast. I mean, we're not going anywhere. Don't get me wrong, we're not going anywhere. You might see a classic episode every now and again if something comes up and we can't really hit a recording, or we might just post them anyway. We used to do Flashback Fridays, right? We used to call them.
We used to do Flashback Fridays, and I got to get back to that, but that's probably not going to happen until...
Save a couple in case something comes up during a weekend or something.
Yeah, I can do that.
But what we're going to do, and again, we want to bring you in on the process, which really isn't a major process, basically, and I know some of you are going to be like, huzzah, finally. We're going to try and do, and we're going to stick to it, shorter episodes for the next few weeks.
Just until I get settled.
Yeah, you know, so we kind of just get to, and then we'll get the juices flowing, and we're gonna be back ready to rock.
We'll be back. I'll have a whole new setup and backdrop.
Yeah, hopefully, yes, that'd be nice.
Yeah, so we'll be changing things up.
So yeah, we're looking forward to it. So stick with us, but definitely keep an eye out on social media, because we're gonna hit hard with social media as well, because even though we might have shorter episodes, we're still gonna interact with all of you, and trust me. We appreciate all of you. We love all of you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
Yes, thank you. We as Larry said, we're always very grateful for everybody who listens and watches.
There's one or two people. I'm not that, but whatever.
That's okay. I'm grateful for that.
So, but with that being said, we're going to get right into things. And one thing I want to mention, and is now that it's kind of in the past, but I do want to wish, I'm not going to save it for later, I'm going to talk about it now, a big happy birthday, of course, to my co-host, my best friend, Anthony, sir.
Happy birthday. Thank you. You were like my best friend, and I was like, who's on the pod?
How rude, sir.
Who's there with you?
I've known you long enough. You have crossed that threshold just a couple of weeks ago. So
yeah, right. We've crossed that. Yeah, we're officially the odd couple.
But no, happy birthday.
Thank you. Yes, really appreciate it. And thank you for spending my birthday with me.
Honestly, if I knew the way things were gonna go, I probably would have went closer to you than you having to come out to me, but it was still a good time. We hit up Game On, we hit up the arcade actually, which was your first time being at the arcade at the Smith Haven Mall.
Yes, it was, and it was, you know what? It was a lot of fun. I loved the Halloween theming.
Oh, it was great,
which, by the way, this is our Halloween episode.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Spooky, scary skeletons.
Yeah, spooky, scary. The only thing scary going on this week is you have to look at the two of us. That's every week, so it doesn't really matter. Every week is Halloween on this show. But no, I liked how the Game On had themed out the arcade for Halloween. So they put out all horror themed games that you can find. A lot of Nightmare on Elm Street pinball, Halloween pinball. They had They had consoles set up.
Yep.
And the consoles had all different horror games on them. I saw Nightmare on Elm Street for the NES. I saw Friday the 13th for the NES. Ghostbusters and Splatterhouse for the Genesis.
Ghostbusters.
So they definitely covered the theme really well. And the decorations. Decorations were
awesome. Yeah. What about the Play Choice? The Play Choice 10s.
Yeah.
They were all Halloween themed, horror themed, if you will. Which
they were all horror themed, which is really nice. It was just amazing to see that you could play Castlevania 2 on an arcade.
I don't know why that's such a waste of space.
Hey, you know what? It played really well, actually, on it. It was odd playing with the joystick.
Right? It is a little weird.
Yeah, it was weird. But all in all, like, it was a lot of fun. So kudos to Game On. Very well done, arcade.
You played, and I forgot. I wanted to play because, actually, this is now on my list. It's not a Holy Grail. It's not roller games. But it's now on my list to pick up because you played on the Play Choice was Gremlins 2 on NES.
Yes, Gremlins 2, the new batch.
Loved that game growing up. I sucked at it, but loved it.
I'm sure you can track it down.
Oh, no, that's an easy find. I'm just saying I got to remember to pick it up next time I go.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, on top of going to the arcade, we also went to Game On the store.
We did. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. How did I forget about... Oh, man. All my stuff is all the way over there. All right. I'll grab
it. All your purchases are over there. Well, I can vamp a little bit and talk about my purchases because I don't have them handy. I've already packed them.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't remember what I bought. So you vamp. I'll be right back.
I'll vamp. So, yeah. So after we went to the arcade in Smith Haven, we were only about 15 minutes away from one of the Game On locations. So I said, hey, you know what? After we have lunch, let's swing over there. So, Larry, our friend Jack, who was on our episode last week or the week before, can't remember, and I went to Game On, and as you can see, Larry is looking in the bag at what he purchased, and you know, we had a little bit of fun over there. We talked to Jay. Yep. Really, really cool guy. Talked games with him, and then I guess I stuck mostly to an N64 theme.
For the most part, actually.
Because, you know, it wasn't too long ago. I don't know if it was last week or the week before. I think it was last week when we talked about the analog.
Mm-hmm. Yes, analog. That's why. That's exactly why.
So I was in an N64 kind of mood. So I decided to fill in my wrestling games on the N64. I picked up WWF Warzone, WWF Attitude. And then also, because we mentioned it last week, one of the games I wanted on the N64 that I used to own, and I guess I traded it back at some point, but I picked up F-Zero X, which is a great game. Absolutely great game. Which was really cool. And then there was a fourth N64 game that I got that I cannot remember. But I bought four. I bought Attitude, Warzone, and F-Zero X. Do you remember?
Nagano Olympics.
Oh, Nagano Winter Olympics 98, because I used to own that, and I had a thing for playing the Winter Olympic games.
I hated all of them, all the way back to the Atari.
Always loved the Winter. Are you kidding me? I used to play the Winter Olympics on my Commodore 64. I loved it. By Epyx, E-P-Y-X. Yes, I still remember
they were good. They were good.
And then the last game that I bought just for fun was actually something Larry brought up on the podcast last week, talking about the N64, but I got it on Dreamcast. I got South Park Chef's Love Shack.
Oh, you did pick that up there?
Yeah, I did buy it.
I thought you put it back. Oh, okay,
no,
cool.
No, awesome. I bought it, added it to my collection. Awesome. Yeah, so those were my purchases at Game On. Those were my birthday gifts to me.
They basically. Were, yes, yeah, absolutely. So. And shockingly enough, I only picked up two things at Game On. So this was Jay had to check my temperature, wondering why I've had a fever or not. Because I only picked up two things when we were there.
Yeah, that was surprising.
And I do want to mention, contrary to what we were told last week, because I made a grave error, as I normally do.
What else is new?
Warzone clearly did come out on the N64. Because I said I was like, no, it didn't. And I know these things because I'm a genius. I'm not a genius. So
no.
So thank you.
Definitely not.
Unfun Gamer for, again, correcting me.
I love it when he corrects you.
So the two things I picked up, one again was N64 related, and in me collecting a lot of the games that I just love from back in the day, WrestleMania 2000 as well.
Very nice.
Now I got that, so I am almost good to go with the wrestling games I'm looking for. And then this, I've been eyeing the last couple times I went to the Smithtown Game On, because that's where we're at. It's a game for the Sega CD called Microcosm.
Oh, yes. I have that game.
Yeah, which I find funny because it doesn't, it just seems like such an odd, random game to pick up. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm sure it looks, it plays amazing. It's like Interspace, like that
the
movie.
The next generation of CD-ROM entertainment.
Yeah.
Good old CD.
I haven't played it yet, so I'm going to definitely check that out.
All right, very cool.
That's all I picked up from Game On. To go back, because now when I go back to Game On, I'm on a search. Because in the arcade, and there was another game that we played that we kind of, fell in love with the game. And of course, I'm talking about Guitar Hero.
Yes. Yeah, Guitar Hero 2, I think, to be
specifically
specific.
We played 2, yes.
Yeah, specifically we played 2. Yeah, I forgot how much I loved that game.
Oh my God, it was so good. And the week before, I went to the Riverhead location with Felix, Flexo Production. And he was trying to play Guitar Hero. We didn't realize what, for him, it was on the lefty flip.
Oh.
Because even I was like, why the color is out of order? That don't make sense. I forgot you can... because I need the lefty flip.
Yeah.
Because I was born a lefty, as we all are until you commit your first sin. So, he wasn't really getting it. I guess because it was lefty, I got it. And I missed beats, but I picked it right. Muscle memory was there.
Yeah.
So we went and played, and we played together. And again, the muscle memory just coming back to now, I have to find my, I don't know if I still have my guitar. Do you still have your guitar?
Well, I don't have my Guitar Hero guitar, but I still have my Rock Band 4 set.
Okay, that works.
And I still have my original Rock Band 1 guitar.
Okay.
So
excellent.
But that's for for my Xbox. I didn't have it on PlayStation 2.
Okay, I only had it on Xbox. It was, Guitar Hero.
I bought Guitar Hero on PlayStation 2 when it first came out, and I had
really.
I had Guitar Hero 1, 2, Rocks the 80s.
Oh, like, I had almost all of them. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so much fun.
Totally. Meanwhile, I was doing some research on guitars and like on it there. Unfortunately, it's going to be a little tough to buy. I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's not breaking the bank, but they're going for like between $50 to $85, maybe a couple like the special edition ones.
Yeah. Like they're definitely not cheap. I've seen some of them like Rock Band 4 because there were so few copies made because it was at the end.
Yeah.
Pretty much running at the end. Like, I think the Rock Band 4 guitar is like at least $200.
Oh, I didn't see that. Wow.
Yeah. I've seen pricey.
I was also looking specifically at Guitar
Hero. Guitar Hero. Yeah. Yes.
Because I did like the design and the feel of that guitar. Did I have a Rock Band guitar? I might have had a Rock Band guitar as well. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. And they didn't, they weren't always compatible depending on the versions.
You're right.
Yeah.
Correct. So yeah, this is a game definitely that, good thing I still have the 360. Because I know I still have the games. Because it would be useless to try and sell back. So
yes.
We'll see what happens. I'm going to try and check through my closet, see if I still have the guitar. If not, there's always rumors. Hyperkin's been rumoring about maybe putting out guitars, but that's a long way down the road, unfortunately.
Well, time will tell.
Yes, but definitely, definitely, I'm going to get my hands on a guitar sooner rather than later.
Very cool.
And then the final thing I want to mention real fast is, and I talked about this, I think, once before, but it finally showed up because I forgot I ordered it. Tetris wine.
You got the Tetris wine.
Look at this thing. And yes, it is numbered, where'd it go? Out of 100, 43, like my age.
Ah, very nice.
Oh, I feel that special. But what also came with it, which I probably knew, but I forgot, a certificate of authenticity signed.
Very nice.
By Alex himself.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Say his last name.
Petrikov.
Okay, there you go.
Sure. Petrikov. Anyway, I'm mispronouncing that. So very cool. I like this. Very That's cool collection. Awesome. I probably won't drink it. But
I was going to say, are you going to drink it?
I don't. I mean, look, if it's a rough day and I got nothing else to drink, I might have to pop it open, but now
you have your puppers.
I do. Oh my God, I do. I already have one down, 3 to go.
Nice.
And it's good.
All right, that's good.
And the new season of Shoresy just dropped, so I now have a further reason to drink.
Ah, there you go.
Great show. All right, so that's basically what we had there. And yeah, if you're on the Long Island area and you're in Riverhead or Lake Grove, check out the arcades over there. Game On.
Yep.
They are awesome. We're going to jump right in now. Like I said, we're trying to keep this short, folks. All right. So we're going to see what we can do.
And it's very hard for us to do that.
It is, because we both like to talk.
Yeah. You more than me, though.
Yes. I like to talk. Yeah. You think I'm bad?
I do my fair share.
You do. But if you think I'm bad, go listen to the better half.
That's called vamping.
I can't get him to stop. We are going to, we're not going to stop this segment, but we're going to move this segment.
For a little while, yeah.
For a little while. So we are going to talk game of the week.
Yes.
And after this, it's going to be moved to our social media platforms. In fact, yeah. And where can they find our social media platforms?
You guys can find them on Facebook.com/RetroGamersPodcast, on Instagram @RetroGamersPodcast, on Twitter @RetroGamersPod. You can listen to us where you listen to podcasts. You can watch us on YouTube @RetroGamersPod, or you can email us at email@TheRetroGamers.com.
Yeah, so it's going to be like more of interaction there, so check it out in the weeks to come. But this week was Donkey Kong on the Game Boy.
It was, and this is the first week, I will admit, pull back the curtain a little bit, I did not get an opportunity to play it because I don't have it.
That's okay. Sometimes we're not going to have these games. Sometimes you're not going to have the game, but if you do, you know, that's the kind of the fun part about it.
Yeah.
It would be silly, though, if we recommend a game that ourselves don't have. Like, if I recommend a game I don't
know. This was also an instance. Usually what I do is I would find a way to play it.
Of course, yeah. There's ways.
You know, because my house is in a state of flux.
Don't worry about it.
It's hard to do.
But I again, just quickly to mention, I love this game. It was the first Super Game Boy game to come out. So it was the first one to take advantage of a color palette. I forgot the number of colors, but quote unquote full color palette and the border when you put it into a Super Game Boy. The border was like an arcade cabinet. Such a fun puzzler. For those who have it, since you haven't really played it, if you end up purchasing Mario versus Donkey Kong on the Switch in February, I believe this game, Donkey Kong, kind of led the way to those Mario versus Donkey Kong puzzlers.
Okay.
And it's such a simple puzzle. It's literally, you get the key, you have to get a key and get it to the door. And, you know, you got to get through the traps and whatnot in between.
Yeah, I did watch some of it on YouTube. I watched some gameplay just so I can get an understanding of the game. And I actually really like, I mean, it's a great concept once you get past the first boards, which are standard Donkey Kong.
Great standard Donkey Kong.
Yeah, and then once again, it gets into the puzzler. It's very, first off, it reminded me of Super Mario Brothers 2, you know, when you warped down into a vase and you went down there to get a key.
Yes, good call.
That's exactly what it looked like, because that's what the key looks like.
Yeah, it does.
But
then again,
I like the fact that the boards extend beyond the one screen, like you go up.
Correct. Yeah. So the first four levels did, because it was the original, but you're right. Then they expand and they get even a little bigger, not huge, but they get a little bigger as the game goes on. It's like over 100 levels or something like that.
Yeah. But again, it's very, to me, and I told you this before we started recording, but it seems like it has a Solomon's Key vibe to me, which I love. I love Solomon's Key.
Solomon's Key, maybe a little bit of Lemmings, as far as you have no choice but to get to A to B.
Yeah, you know, Lemmings kind of as well.
A little bit. But like I said, from day one when I picked this up, this was a phenomenal, phenomenal catch. If you don't have it and you have the ability to play Game Boy games, and trust me, you don't need the Super Game Boy to take advantage of it. It's just classic on-the-go gameplay. That's what it was about. It's like, to me, almost the perfect Game Boy game. Tetris is the perfect Game Boy game. This is like the second perfect Game Boy game.
All right. I'll take your word for.
What?
Because I gotta say, Link's Awakening was pretty perfect to me.
Link's Awakening is phenomenal. Don't get me wrong. What I mean by yes, you're right. So it's like a different definition. Where this one is literally, you pick it up, you play, you put it down. You pick it up, you put it down. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I meant by that.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. So never any sequels. I mean, again, maybe Mario versus Donkey Kong, you can kind of consider a sequel. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, like I said, if you get a chance, definitely check it out, because it is definitely a phenomenal game. So
nice. Just a fair enough. I will. I'll definitely check it out. It's on my list. Like, I'm going to once I'm settled, I get to play catch up then.
And
then
totally.
Just sit down and, play all these games. We have the holidays coming up, so there'll be time to do this.
We do have the holidays coming up, and I can't wait.
Including Halloween, which is today.
Yeah, we get through that one. Yeah, that's true. We are dropping on Halloween. Oh, yeah.
I told you that.
I know you did, but I forgot we are on Halloween.
We are actually on Halloween, so and unfortunately, we're not giving out any candy through the podcast. So.
No candy?
Mostly because we ate it all.
What? Oh, yes. I have a giant bag of M&Ms. that I'm slowly going through.
I have no candy in my
house. I should not have bought.
I have no candy. But
I don't know why, but I never give out candy.
Well, maybe I'll give out candy in my new place. I'm definitely not giving out candy here. But, I never really buy candy specifically around Halloween because it's my birthday. So I usually just get cake.
This is true.
And cake trumps candy.
Does it? Okay, fair enough.
Absolutely. Cake trumps candy. Fair enough.
Very easy. I'll take it. Yes. So, all right, very cool. And like I said, moving forward, we're going to put the game in. Like, we're not going to announce one right now. We'll post it on social media. So be on the lookout wherever we are.
Yes.
And with that, and again, we're just going to truck right through. Let's get into some retro birthdays and I think maybe some news.
Yeah, we got some retro birthdays and retro news. Actually, the retro birthdays are kind of, I want to call these almost all of them heavy hitters.
Ooh, okay.
For this week. I've got six of them lined up here.
Okay.
And also some heavy PC ones.
Really? All right. We don't normally dive into PC.
So we don't dive into PC, yeah. But two of them are very familiar. One of them is extremely familiar because I just played it a couple of years ago, actually.
Okay.
But we'll start with 2003.
Okay.
It is the 20th retro birthday of the game that started a franchise that is going to this day.
Hmm.
And it was the PC Windows release of the very first Call of Duty.
Really?
Call of Duty is 20 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I remember it on PC. I never played it, but I think I remember it on PC. Now I think about
it's beginnings on PC. And then if we swing back 5 years to 1998, we got a few in this one. But sticking with the PC, we've got the 25th retro birthday of Fallout 2.
Oh, wow.
Which was also Fallout
2.
Yeah, another heavy-hitting franchise.
Yep.
And then the third Windows PC Windows game, also celebrating its 25th retro birthday, came out in 1998 as well, along with Fallout 2. Same week, we got at the time, commercially failed. It did not do well, but it became a cult favorite. Grim Fandango.
Oh, yeah.
Came out 25 years ago.
Wow. And the did you play through the remaster?
I played through the remaster for our last contest that we did.
Yes, that's
right. It was one of the retro games I beat during that period. Absolutely fantastic game. Love it. Great story, you know, just the story-based kind of game. Kind of like it was done by LucasArts, like a Maniac Mansion, but fast forward 10 years. really, really great game. And then the third game celebrating its 25th retro birthday also came out in 1998. Also a major hitter. Resident Evil 2 for the PlayStation 1 is 25 years old.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, big one.
I had that on the N64, and I don't know why.
I had that on the PlayStation. It was two discs. You got to play as two different characters, which was great.
My version was watered down, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think you had the, correct me if I'm wrong, did you have the voice acting in it?
God help me if I remember. Okay. I don't think so.
I don't know the differences between the two.
I don't remember.
Okay, so then happy 25th to that.
Yes.
Let's go back to 1993.
Going back.
It is the 30th retro birthday. This is a Japanese release on the TurboGrafx CD.
Ooh.
Another well-known, 30 years of Castlevania Rondo of Blood.
That's 30?
30 years old.
Come on, Limited Run. Get off your butts. The duo is getting ready to ship, hopefully. Yep. Let's get that Western release, people.
Yeah, we need that Western release of Rondo of Blood. Gosh. Although we do have it on the collection that we bought.
So. We do, but there's still something to be able to play it on the TurboGrafx duo.
Just buy the original one. I'm sure it's not $10 million.
It's honestly right.
And last but not least, definitely not least, the 35th retro birthday. We're going back to 1988, and not a game this time, but a console. We're talking about the Japanese release of the Sega Mega Drive.
My gosh.
The Sega Genesis is 35 years old.
We get it early of 89, I believe. Yeah. Or maybe later in 89, but we got
about
it in 89.
About 2 years before the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, no, it did come out first, which I think I always forget. Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, the Mega Drive, eventually the Genesis. I mean, the seeds of the console wars barely planted at this point.
Yeah.
But what we end up you know, what ends up coming out of it is wild. And, you know, legends have been made about it. But definitely happy birthday to the Mega Drive, 35 years old. That is wild.
Yeah. Yeah, so that those are the retro birthdays for this week.
Right,
so very, great. Very solid set
of
retro birthdays.
I can't believe Rondo. Okay.
I know. It's nuts. All right, now let's get into some retro news. And again, just have a handful.
Yep.
We'll start out with the sad one. On Saturday, we lost a I'm actually going to blur lines a little bit in the entertainment industry. Very sad to hear Matthew Perry passed away.
Yeah.
Chandler from Friends.
Yep.
And the reason why I'm bringing him up in retro news is that he was actually an avid gamer.
Was he? I didn't realize
He was an avid gamer. Oh, wow. His dressing room on Friends always had multiple consoles in it.
Did it?
So he was always, he was always playing games.
Oh, I didn't
and,
ever do that.
Yeah, when it, during breaks or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But on top of that, he was a big fan of Fallout.
Really?
Since we're bringing up Fallout.
Wow.
So much so that they actually got him to be a character in Fallout New Vegas.
Was he?
Yeah, he was a character in Fallout New Vegas.
Wow.
So I just thought I would bring it up that even
yeah.
you wouldn't connect Matthew Perry with video games.
Not at all.
But there you go. So rest
right.
in peace, Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to the next bit of news. We talked about this one a little while, like months and months ago when it was first announced. We used to love talking about the Sharp X68000 on the show, right? All the time.
Yes, yes.
And then it was announced that there was a mini coming out called the Zuiki X68000Z, right? Well, lo and behold, it has been released. It is officially available. In Japan only.
Yes.
It's a 16-bit Japanese home computer.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with the a replica of the computer itself and a 5-inch monitor.
It does, yes.
Small 5-inch monitor.
Awesome.
Retail price, I think the complete edition runs about $600 US.
Oh, okay.
Almost $600
wow.
US. So, yeah. So,
better find a real one.
Right. But anyway, anybody who's in Sharp X68000 who wants to get a copy of that?
Maybe Black Friday. Do they have Black Friday in Japan? I don't know.
I don't know. So that has been released.
Okay.
A couple of interesting Atari Jaguar bits of news.
Jaguar.
Yeah, the Jaguar. So,
Jaguar.
First announcement is the CinemaWare game Rocket Ranger is coming to the Atari Jaguar 35 years after it was originally released in 1988.
It's getting a re-release on the Jaguar?
It's getting a re-release on the Jaguar.
That's
which I
awesome.
I find very weird. It originally came out in 1988 on the Commodore Amiga.
Oh, wow.
And then it was on the Atari ST. It was a DOS-based game, Commodore 64, Apple II, and NES. It was on the NES, Rocket Ranger.
I thought it sounded familiar. I might have seen that.
Yeah.
I might have played it.
So now you're going to be able to purchase an Atari Jaguar version. I don't know why. you can buy it from the Atari Age store at the end of November.
Oh, have they been officially taken over by Atari yet? That deal went through, but I don't know if it...
I do not know.
Oh, my God.
So, and to stay on the Atari Jaguar run here.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently now Doom Slayer Edition and Doom 2 have been shown running on the Atari Jaguar, their homebrew ports.
Wow.
So now Doom Slayer Edition is the enhanced version of the original Jaguar Doom.
Mm-hmm.
But it has music, a cheat menu, pro controller support, and a bunch of other stuff. So you know, for anybody who's a Jaguar lover out there, you can find a homebrew version of Doom Slayer Edition and Doom 2 if you want to play those. Oh, and Heretic, and the game Heretic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if you want to play those games, you can get them for the Jaguar, for anybody who has a Jaguar, which I do.
I don't.
I have a Jaguar. I want to hook up my Jaguar and I want to play the Jaguar.
I'm dying. I've always wanted, even after the fact, I still want a Jaguar. Yep.
All right. Well, you know what? Next time you visit me in my new place, we'll have we'll play some Jaguar.
And I can play with that stupid controller that it has.
Yes. All right. Two more pieces of news, and then we are wrapping up.
Yeah.
Another homebrew is coming out on the Sega Saturn this time. I'm bringing this up because it just sounds like an interesting game. So on the Sega Saturn, a homebrew game called Cold Case.
Okay.
It's a survival horror type game like Silent Hill, Resident Evil.
Oh.
So they have videos of people playing it online. It definitely looks Silent Hill like when you see it.
Okay.
And only one person, the developer's name Jay Beretta, mm-hmm. and it's the letter J. Jay Beretta. He's making the game from start to finish by himself.
Oh wow, that's wild.
Yeah, doing the whole thing on his own.
Holy.
So God. If you like games like Silent Hill, Resident Evil, and you're interested in this, look it up online. Cold Case for the Sega Saturn.
I'll have to check that out.
Yep. And the last bit of news coming out of the Poly Mega Camp.
Uh-oh.
Play Magi this time. Play Magi has announced that all outstanding Poly Mega pre-orders will ship this year.
Wow.
They are on track to complete all deliveries of the Poly Mega. I mean, pre-orders only started 5 years ago in 2018.
They sure did.
I mean, it's almost become a retro console.
It really has. Boy, good thing I canceled my pre-order.
Yeah, that totally worked out for you. Sure.
It did.
Well, it will when you put it on your Atari VCS.
Well, not only that, I got to find where to put all these new systems where you just have to swap out the top.
That's very, very true. Yeah, but you know, but the funny thing is I still have all the old systems.
So. But will they hook up to your TV? Does your TV have component and composite inputs?
Yes, it does.
Then never mind. Okay.
Yes, it does. And not only that, but knowing me, I'm probably going to wind up with an old school, like good old tube TV when I move. I'm going, look, I'll admit it right now. I am going backwards. That's it. I have put a complete stop on forward. Backward I go. That's what I'm doing from now on.
Fair enough.
And that is it for Retro News.
All right. I think that will be it with that. Look at that, folks. This is a short episode. We're probably just over a half hour if I don't edit this up too much. So
no, don't edit it. You give him a good clean 30 minutes.
Well, yes, that's true. Not like when I do the better half. I'm literally just slapping that up. And one more time, where can they find us?
You guys can find us on Facebook.com/RetroGamersPodcast, on Instagram at RetroGamersPodcast, on Twitter at RetroGamersPod. You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can watch us on YouTube at RetroGamersPodcast, or you can email us at email@theretrogamers.com. And if we haven't gotten back to you, because I know there are a couple of emails in the queue, we apologize. It's just, again, things have been going on.
Just we us. We don't have interns.
Yeah, I know. We promise we will reply to you as soon as we possibly can.
Unless you're the unfun gamer, then I'm not responding.
I respond to him all the time because I love it when he corrects you.
All right, folks. Ant, have a good week.
You have a good week as well. And I will not be here next week. So
you need
yourself a co-host.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yes.
I will catch you everywhere next week on the Retro Gamers Podcast.